Well, we've been talking about this story that happened out in my neck of the woods, out in Williamston. There's this drug called Drone, which apparently led to a 22-year-old and an 18-year-old being sent to Sparrow Hospital, as it appeared they may have overdosed on this drug. And apparently the woman was flailing her arms, knocking things down, according to the police report. The woman had wide, wild-looking eyes, as looking in the air as if someone was trying to get her, was the report, as I'm reading from the police report. And this just got me to thinking. That's the way my mind thinks. I've got 8 and 10-year-olds. I was thinking about my good friends, the Cobbs, the Hunts, the Richardsons and their kids, the Keaton family in Lansing. I start thinking about other people's kids, and I was wondering if this is a problem. And so I wanted to find someone who could help me with that. Gary Owen is the prevention specialist for the Eaton Intermediate School District, and he coordinates the Clinton Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition, and he's on the other end of our line. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Tony.
Well, when I saw this story, I started thinking about designer drugs and other drugs which could be a problem to our kids. I know that recently, when it comes to these bath salt type drugs, there have been some laws enacted. We've had Senator Rick Jones on the program talking about some bills that he wrote. And I just wanted to get your take. When you heard about this story, what did you think?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, our legislature is to be commended, you know, for acting so fast and realizing that, you know, there's some Schedule I drugs out here that are being packaged up as bath salts and, you know, something that has kind of an innocuous, harmless thing. But these are really some very, very powerful, dangerous chemicals that are floating around. And my first reaction was, you know, that kids, young people are trying some just incredible things to feel okay in their own skin and to have fun. And to, you know, maybe emulate those that they think are cool and sophisticated. So there's some really dangerous drugs out there floating around that are, you know, packaged up as kind of, these won't hurt you, they're bath salts.
You were telling me that you were really surprised how some people will challenge that narrow window to have a buzz and what the possibilities to what that buzz could do to their bodies.
Well, sure. You know, I mean, that with first of all, you called the bath salts, you referred to it as Drone. The chemical name is methadrone, and it is a Schedule I illegal drug, you know, and I trust that authorities are getting up to speed and, you know, taking appropriate actions on this. But with these designer drugs, with these dangerous chemicals, what happens is there's just a really narrow window between feeling the euphoric, hallucinogenic type of effect and then crossing over very, very quickly into a really, really toxic, really dangerous situation that would require hospitalization, you know, producing all sorts of symptoms and outcomes such as paranoia, uncontrollability, rage, on and on the list goes. So, these are dangerous chemicals.
And before we let you go, Gary, where can parents go? Where can they find out more information about the drugs that seem to be becoming popular with our kids, what to look for, how to handle it?
Well, I would encourage parents to certainly involve themselves in schools, in community groups. We have community coalitions, you know, that are looking into the prevention of substance use and substance abuse. And we have community coalitions. And I would start right with the school. And I would start to ask my schools, what are you doing with peer leadership types of programs, kid to kid, talking about, you know, most of us don't do these kinds of things. And it's okay to refuse doing something, you know, that could be potentially dangerous or silly. Like, let's not get into that car if somebody's been drinking. You know, no, I don't want to smoke marijuana. I don't need to smoke weed. And that, you know, there's a lot of groups in our schools that are telling kids, you know, and this would be peer-to-peer, hey, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do that to fit in. Most of us don't. So I would do that, and I would check out our school's coordinated school health planning teams and see, you know, what they're doing in terms of building that resiliency in our young people. So when the time comes and say, hey, you know, take these bath salts and everything, what, are you crazy? I'm not doing that.
All right. Gary Owen is the prevention specialist for the Eaton Intermediate School District, who coordinates Clinton's Substance Abuse Prevention Coalition. Thanks so much, Gary.
Thank you, Tony.
Live in studio, we've got John Abbott, who's an attorney with the Michael Bryant Law Firm here in the mid-Michigan area. John, how are you this morning? I know that you have some new information. I know that you and Mike are working on the Enbridge case and several folks who are property owners. Bring us up to speed. What's the latest news with that case?